Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 6, 2020. Executive Council Meeting, April 6, 2020. The Executive Council met on Monday, April 6, 2020. The following are highlighted agenda items approved by the Council. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office for the payment of expenses pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.10 in the amount of approximately $6,400. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office to retain Gray Miller Persh at a rate of $437 per hour for an initial term of 3 years with 3 1-year renewal options subject to a $5 per hour rate increase per year to represent the Iowa Public Broadcasting System pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.7 in highly specialized Federal Communications Commission matters. The Council approved supplemental and emergency allocations for approximately $55,000, including allocations for the following departments and purposes. Emergency and supplemental allocations of approximately $10,000 to the Department of Public Safety, DPS, for vehicle repairs. Emergency allocations and reimbursements of approximately $3,600 to the Department of Administrative Services, DAS, for vehicle repairs. Emergency allocations of approximately $31,000 to the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, for various repair projects, and emergency and supplemental allocations of approximately $9,400 to the Iowa Communications Network, ICN, to repair damaged communications cables. The Council also approved a total of approximately $129,000 in cost items for the following departments and purposes. Approximately $45,000 to the ICN to repair damaged underground cables. Approximately $18,000 to the DPS for vehicle repairs. Approximately $44,000 to the Department of Human Services to repair several vehicles and a damaged roof at the Cherokee Mental Health Institute. Approximately $18,000 to various law firms for legal fees. And approximately $2,400 to the DNR for drainage taxes for Clinton and Humboldt counties. The Council took note of one informational item wherein the DPS has determined not to repair a vehicle for which the Council approved a $3,700 emergency allocation on February 17, 2020. The funds will revert back to the State Treasury. Additional information is available from the Legislative Services Agency upon request. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.